A good news reflection for Thursday of the 28th week of Ordinary Time and the Feast of St. Luke the Evangelist. Today's theme, Interdependence Instead of Individualism. Take note of the friends that God has placed in your life. Who is in your Christian community? Let's expand that. Which people are blessings from God, even if they don't belong to the same denomination as you, or don't even go to any church at all? Which people are you repeatedly running into, and every time you do, you find yourself experiencing God's presence? And who do you turn to when you need help from God? Ask why God has brought these people into your life. Why does He make your paths cross? Could there be a reason that serves His kingdom? Could they be God sneaking up on you in the disguise of human flesh? Let's look at the role of friendships in ministry. In today's first reading, taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 10 through 17b, Paul is unhappy about losing some friends who had been working with him in ministry, and he is looking forward to others joining him. The responsorial Psalm 145, verses 10 through 14 and 17 through 18, reminds us that we do not make known the splendor of God's kingdom by ourselves. In the gospel reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9, Jesus sends his disciples out into ministry with partners. We have been living in a very individualistic age, but God designed us to need community. This inherent nature has begun to restore the world back to interdependence. It's being manifested in the fast growth of social networking websites, increased collaborations between companies and nations, and a global structure of interconnectedness that ties economies so closely together that the strength of one country builds the strength of the rest of the world, and the weaknesses of one country makes us all more vulnerable. The church, more than ever, needs to understand and embrace interdependence. It is vital. The old parochial attitude of my ministry, or my parish, or my diocese, or my denomination works against us today. Networking and collaborations bring in new strength, new growth, and a witness of love that attracts non-believers and inactive Catholics to the church. Our hierarchy must work together with religious and laity and be seen by the world as collaborators, giving each other mutual respect, or else the church's credibility will continue to erode. And this is so anti-evangelization that it is an evil that we must truly, as a community, overcome. We as individual Christians also need to embrace the interdependence of community life, because we experience Jesus most fully through others. And the more others that we gather around us who can reveal Jesus to us, who can be His hands of help, His embrace of comfort, and His voice of guidance, the more we receive whatever we need from Him. If something important is lacking in your life, it's probably because you've done too little to build up godly friendships, or you've self-sufficiently not allowed your friends to serve you. And if something is lacking in your ministry, it's probably because you're not collaborating with others. Most of the time, God provides whatever we need through community. When was the last time you needed a hug, and Jesus came to you in the hug of a friend? When did God send you an email from a friend because you were confused and uncertain? Similarly, God provides what He wants to give to others through you. Is there anyone suffering because you're not involved enough in community life? Yes, you are important. Jesus wants to minister to others through you in a way that no one else can. In community, we are the body of Christ. Each of us are different parts of the same body, so that the world can experience Jesus in the flesh. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.